Good morning, first of all, to Chris Gayle for surpassing Shahid Afridi to record most number of sixes by any batsman in international cricket. Gayle achieved this feat in his 444th match, while Afridi had smashed 476 sixes from 524 matches. It is 21st day of February, the year is 2019, and the latest slogan by BJP, which might be the poll campaign tagline, is "So troll baity," if there was a word like that. Na mumkin ab mumkin hai. Impossible is possible now. So let's look at some of the impossible feats heading Modiji's way, and all this has been possible because of Modiji. So please don't forget to thank him. I was slightly surprised, because now surprise threshold is quite low. But most of the prominent media has skipped the story about the Supreme Court asking the governments of 17 states to evict an estimated 1 million tribal and other households. The court has asked the evictions to be carried out by the 12th of July and directed the Dehradun-based FSI, which is the Forest Survey of India, to submit a satellite image-based report on the encroachments removed. Now, this is regarding the Forest Rights Law, which itself has been criticized by both wildlife activists and those fighting for the rights of tribespeople and forest dwellers, albeit for different reasons. The former believe giving people rights to live in forests will eventually harm the forest themselves and also wildlife. The latter believe that the implementation of the law is far from perfect, and the deficiencies in this have resulted in many valid claims being rejected by the states. The latter also alleged that the government didn't exactly put up an effective defense in the case, which was brought by the wildlife NGOs and activists. The law was enacted by the UPA government to undo the historic injustice done to forest dwellers from the Indian Forest Act 1927, which termed them encroachers on the land they had been tilling for generations. In an order uploaded on its website on Tuesday evening, the Supreme Court specifically issued directions to the chief secretaries of each of the 17 states to ensure that in all cases where land ownership claims have been rejected, eviction is carried out on or before the next date of hearing, which is the 12th July 2019. Quite close. Now, according to the 2011 census, there are an estimated 104 million tribespeople in India. But civil society groups estimate there are around 200 million people from the scheduled tribes and other forest dwellers living in about 1,70,000 villages in forest areas, which cover about 22% of India's geographical area. The Union government is yet to react to the order, but mass-scale countrywide evictions at this scale have never been seen before and could lead to political trouble for the BJP in the run-up to the Lok Sabha elections. The last time countrywide evictions took place was in 2002-2004, again triggered by the Supreme Court order, which led to many cases of violence, deaths and protests in the central Indian tribal forested areas and uprooting of around 3 lakh households. While impossible is now possible. But that's not it. There is more impossibility heading the BJP's way. But fear not, the only two people that the BJP Twitter handle follows are Narendra Modi and Amit Shah. And they can handle everything from a morning walk to a farmer's march. But can they handle the second coming of the farmers in the second long march? Tribals, landless agriculturists and small farmers, estimated to be about 7,500, converged in Nashik yesterday, and today, with their vehicles loaded with food provisions for 7 days, they shall head towards Mumbai, where they are set to reach on the 27th February at the State Legislative Assembly when the budget session would be in progress. And while we are in progress, the train that shall not be marked, lest you face the wrath of entire political science, has been crushing it with its speed and shattering, well, not records, but its own windows in motorcycles. The Vande Bharat Express hit a motorcycle near Allahabad on its, Prayagraj, on its third commercial run on Wednesday, according to the railways, adding that no one was injured in the incident. Well, the incident occurred hours after stones were hurled at the train near Tundla in Uttar Pradesh in the morning, that suffered damage to its window panes when stones were hurled on it on two occasions previously. While we are on trains, looks like Kirti Azad didn't get the training bible of the Congress, as the Darbhanga MP, who left BJP and joined Congress just 3 days ago, while addressing his supporters for the first time in Darbhanga, honestly claimed that Congress workers used to loot polling booths for Nagarendraji. They did the same for my father and me in 1999, as EVM was not introduced then. Nagendra Jha was the education minister when Kirti's father Bhagwat Jha Azad was the Bihar chief minister. Kirti confirmed to TUI that he made this statement, and he also said that my only defense is that I said it wrongly and spoke in the heat of the moment. BJP obviously cornered Congress over this remark, and while we are on Bihar, Sunny Leone is Bihari topper. Well, no laughing matter this, except that it is ridiculous. After Bollywood actor Sunny Leone's namesake reportedly featured in the list of top rankers in Bihar government's recruitment exam, opposition leader Tejaswi Yadav mounted a sharp attack on Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, alleging that the state government followed a policy of farzi topper banao, farzi naukri pao, make fake toppers, get fake job. While Sunny Leone topped to Bihar Junior Engineer merit list with 98.5 marks, another candidate named BVCXZBNNB also made it to top third rank of the list. And with that, we move to international news, and the news coming in from Bangladesh that at least 69 people have died in a huge fire that tore through apartment buildings also used as chemical warehouses in an old part of the Bangladeshi capital. Dozens of people were trapped in the buildings, unable to escape onto narrow streets clogged with traffic, as the highly combustible stores of chemicals, body sprays and plastic granules erupted in flames. It will take time. This is not like any other fire. Bangladesh's fire service chief Ali Ahmed said the death toll was expected to rise. Meanwhile, in the United States of America, a neo-Nazi serving as a lieutenant in the U.S. Coast Guard has been caught plotting to attack Democratic members of Congress, including Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and well-known media personalities, according to prosecutors. Law enforcement officer seized 15 guns and 1,000 rounds of ammunition from his home. Prosecutors said Hassan, the name of the man, was a domestic terrorist and should be detained. He was arrested last week on drugs and weapons charges. That is all that I have for you for today. Please lock up your house when you head to work so that you don't have to suffer like the Senegal striker Sadio Mane, who had his house burgled while he was playing for Liverpool in a Champions League last 16 first leg match against Bayern Munich at Anfield on Tuesday. The BBC reported that watches, mobile phones and car keys were stolen, but this is the second time that it has happened to Mane. Aap Mane ya na Mane. Have a fantastic day ahead. Until tomorrow, goodbye from takeapart.in.